Hello and welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I'm Sarah.
And on today's episode, we're going to play a game again of Guess the Song Lyric. Mm-hmm. But first, Sarah, do you have anything exciting going on?
No.
Is there a reason I should be expecting a piece of mail or an email or something from the government?
So, okay. I applied to work at the Lyndon B. Johnson Library and Museum.
Oh, okay.
Which is in Austin. And I didn't realize, I should have realized, but I didn't realize that the museum and library is considered a federal job.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that when I applied for this position. So one of the things that you have to do when you're filling out for your background check, you have to fill out this form. And it's what's really fun is this form's actually new. I'm the first person that they've hired who has to do this paperwork. And so I'm filling it out. And one of the things that it requires you to fill out is all of your addresses for the past 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty standard, you know, no biggie. Except it requires you to list a person for any place that you lived the last 3 years who can verify that you lived there.
Yeah.
And you have to give that person's full name, address, phone number, email address.
But you didn't actually live here.
It required me to enter it because, okay, so here's a little fun thing. The paperwork says that you don't have to fill out any address that you didn't like stay there more than 90 days, right? Which I didn't stay with you more than 90 days.
Right.
But because I was homeless during that time frame, I was homeless for more than 90 days. So it made me enter in each individual place that I stayed during that 90 days. So, and you were one of the places that I stayed.
Yeah.
So technically I wasn't supposed to put you because we were cohabitating at that time, but there's nobody else who lived in Rhode Island at the same time I did who can verify that I was there except for you. So anyway, when I was like explaining, are you okay?
I was holding something and I just dropped it.
Oh, so I was explaining, you know, the situation to one of the people that I've been working with on like getting this job. And she's just like, yeah, if you can't think of anybody else, like you just list who you can. I was like, okay. And she was just like, and also, you know, make sure that you have their information correct because they'll get a letter from the federal government asking to verify whether or not they knew you. And I was like, well, that's mortifying, but okay.
Yikes. Well, I know you.
I mean, I know you know me.
That's interesting. So are they hired? Is this like the last step before you get hired, or is this just like a pre-application thing?
So this is part of the last steps before I'm hired. I have to get my fingerprinting done. And then my first day is going to be next Friday.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yes. So
is this in addition to Kohl's too?
Yes, but I'm probably going to end up having to quit Kohl's.
Yeah.
So.
And what is like the pay and everything? Do you know that yet?
I don't know like the official, but I know that when I was applying, it was in the $20 range, and it's part-time, 20 to 25 hours. The reason I think I'm gonna have to quit Kohl's is because when I mentioned to my manager that I had been offered this secondary position, he was just like, oh, well, make sure that you keep your availability as open as possible, and we have to have weekends. And I'm over here like, you're paying me $14 an hour.
Yeah.
Or potentially 16 to 20 hours a week. And you told me that you couldn't even guarantee me those 16 to 20 hours. And you want me to keep open availability for you? No.
Doesn't make any sense.
So anyway, so I guess I'm quitting Kohl's. But I want to make sure that I actually have my first day
first.
before I do that.
Have you thought about doing like overnight stocking in at like Target or something?
I've thought about doing that. But yeah, I've not had anybody respond when I've applied for those kinds of positions.
No. Or but I know Target always is always hiring.
Yeah, they are.
Like they have that new thing where you like just go and pick things, so you don't actually work with you just pull orders for people to do like the curbside pickup and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So I just realized I probably shouldn't have said the name of the place I'm applying to, but whatever.
So when do you go get your fingerprinting done?
I'm waiting on an email for that. So it did not show up today. So I don't know, because one of the people I've been corresponding with had told me that once I got the email, I'd be able to, get in contact with her to set up the actual appointment. So
that's fun. Well, I got my first week of classes done, which I already kind of told you and Sam about. Mm-hmm. And it was funny, and I'll talk about it on here. This is the first time I've ever been told to do less by an instructor.
Right.
So
funny.
So she gave me overall feedback on the discussion board, and she said, "James, simply outstanding work. While I am not in the business usually of telling students to do less, you may certainly reduce the time you spend in the discussion boards. If you respond to a minimum of 3 peers, you'll have met the requirement. Your work is a delight to read."
Yeah, look at you going above and beyond.
Which I didn't even think about it as. So whenever I respond to discussion boards, I always think it's you respond to 3 other discussion posts, like 2 or 3 other discussion posts.
Yeah.
But the people that are responding to yours, if you respond to them, it doesn't count. But apparently I think she is counting those.
Oh.
Because I responded to, I had 5 responses in addition to my initial post. So it's like, maybe she's including the ones. Because really I only did respond to 3 people aside from the 2 posts that they had put on my original post. So I don't know. It's fine. I mean, I would rather get that than get less than a 100%. So we're good.
Right. So how does it feel having finished your first week?
It was a pretty light week. This week I have a actual assignment and paper that's gonna, I have to write. I'll see how it goes after this. And really, I mean, honestly, writing papers for me isn't that big of a deal. It is me actually doing it is the problem, because mm-hmm. I always procrastinate really badly. And the first, let me see what the first assignment actually is. So it is design a 1-page handout, choose a topic from the issues in education infographic, and then use the steps in critical thinking process to blah, 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 in introduction of to the issue, questions you have about the issue, summary of at least 2 articles related to the issue, solutions based on the articles presented, and then explanation of how critical reflection was applied to analyze the chosen issue in education.
Hmm.
And the handout should be no longer than 1 page to allow you to present the critical concepts and ideas explored in this unit. So that's what's going to be difficult, because I have a really hard time keeping things under 1 page.
I get that.
So I'm going to have to look at like these handout things that she's talking about, because I've never had to do anything like this. What?
I was trying to remember something.
And it looked like you were in pain. So
I know I was in pain, because I was like visualizing it in my head, but then couldn't remember what the words were. So
you sent me that message earlier, and I read it as would I be able to like be here to accept a piece of mail that said I knew you when you stayed here? And I was like, sure. And then I went back and read it, and I was like, oh, I just realized what you were saying.
It's so weird that I had to like tell that, like say that to people anyway. I'm just like, it's so weird to tell somebody.
It was funny, because like not too long after you sent that, I got a phone call from Reno, Nevada, and I was like, what is this? But it like whenever it came up on my phone, it came up as no caller ID, and it only rang like once, and then it went directly to my voicemail. So they left a voicemail, so I don't know what that was. It was weird. But I mean, I know what it was, because I listened to the voicemail. It was about the now about that production company. Just reminding me that I have something that I have to file before the end of the month, which is fine. I already know. I just have to go to work and print it off and then send it. But I need to figure out how to pay it because I have to pay a fee. It's only $50, but
gross though.
Well, do you want to get into the song, name the song lyric game?
Yes. I have three songs pulled up.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
You have 8. Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool because I'll be able to like look up more as we go. So anyway.
You wanna go first?
Sure. Hold on. I'm trying to pick the perfect lyric. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Somebody better hold my purse. Mm-hmm. Figure it out. Like Nancy Drew.
Oh, this is Shangela.
Yeah, but what's the name of the song?
Is it Working Girl? Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Yeah. I got it from the Figure It Out Like Nancy Drew.
I know. I realized as I was doing that, I was just like, ugh, I should have cut it off. but I have to give you like a little chunk.
I was like, the purse part, I was like, it's a drag race queen. So it's either Bob the Drag Queen or Shangela. And I was like, it's one of those two. And then you said, Figure It Out Like Nancy Drew. I'm like, I was obsessed with that song. So I definitely know it's that one.
I know. That's why I picked it. I purposefully picked songs that I knew that you were obsessed with.
I kind of did the same thing, at least for the first couple. Then the last few are ones that I know that I think you know, but the last one you definitely don't know.
Okay.
So we'll see. But the first one, so I'll go next. The first one is regrets. I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I had what I had to do. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and much more than this. I did it my way. That should have given it away.
It did.
I should have stopped it there.
Did it my way, Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, my way, Frank Sinatra. Yeah. I didn't realize I got that part of the, I thought I cut it out, but apparently I didn't.
Okay, check it out, take it in, because that bitch, she's so thin.
Is it Lady Gaga?
It is Lady Gaga, yes.
Is it Blonde?
No.
Is it a newer song or an older song?
It's older now.
What album is it off of, or will that give it away?
That would probably give it away, but it's art pop.
Oh, then I don't, do you have more?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What do you want to wear this spring? What do you think is the new thing? What do you want to wear this
spring? Oh, Donatella. This is Donatella. Yeah. Yes. That's a fun song. I really like that song.
It's a really great song. I was listening to it earlier. And my favorite part is always going to be, check out, I'm blonde, I'm skinny, I'm rich, and I'm a little bit of a bitch.
This one, so I've only pulled, I'm going to have to cut the lyrics because I've only pulled like a couple of lines from the song. So I'll start with like one piece of it. She was more like a beauty queen from a movie scene.
Oh, fuck. I know this. I know this. Okay, what's the next one?
I said, don't mind, but what do you mean? I am the one.
Oh, Billie Jean, Michael Jackson.
Yes. I knew you would know that one. I was like, the first two I knew she would know. And then the next one, I don't know that you know. And I actually pulled a Lady Gaga one too from Art Pop. So you might know it. Maybe. We'll see. Do you want me to do another one since you only have one more?
No, I've got the other one pulled up.
Oh, okay.
Put me in a box with some holes so that I can see.
Ooh, okay, next line.
Sorry about it, boo, but all stars won't be needing you.
Oh, this is it Willem?
It is Willem.
And it's RuPologize.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like, put me in a box so I can see. I think, like, again, my brain went, it's a RuPaul's Drag Race girl. So I was like, which one is it? Okay, yeah. The next one I have is, come with me, I'm what you need, I'll light you up. Because I can see the fire in your eyes. You might not know this song. I'm not sure.
Okay. It sounds familiar. What's the next part?
Welcome to your fantasy, your wildest dreams. I'll show you things you never knew you like.
Okay. What's the last one?
What if we kiss just like this, go insane tonight?
I don't know.
What if I said it was by Betty Who?
Oh. The only songs that are coming into my head from Betty Who are the cover that she did of Donna Lewis's I Love You Always Forever.
Yeah, it's not a cover.
Her song, ballroom dreams.
No. I think you listened to it with me once. It's got really good dancing. It's
I love a very Betty good Who, dance but song. I'm failing at the moment to conjure that song.
It's Mama Say.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's that a one really good dance song.
It's a really good dance song. It was not my fave. The one I was obsessed with was Ballroom Dreams. Mm. Okay. I've pulled up another one.
Okay. As she takes a drink.
Yes.
She's got to prepare herself for this one, apparently.
This one's a throwback.
Okay.
Okay. So there might have been a time when I would give myself away.
Is it Pink?
No.
Is it that era?
I think so.
Okay. Next.
Baby, you're beautiful and there's nothing wrong with you.
I said, is it that era? And you hesitated. So it's not Christina Aguilera.
No.
Okay. What's the next?
Okay.
Just is this going to give it
up.
Away?
Yes. I hope. Just don't give up. I'm working it out. Please don't give in. I won't let you down.
I probably know this song, but I would have to hear it like to the music.
It's What Do You Want From Me by Autumn Lambert.
Oh, I didn't like that song that much.
Really?
Yeah.
But you liked Adam Lambert.
I don't know that I would say I liked Adam Lambert. I tolerated his music. And he's still, I like what he's been doing now, like with the covers as he's been working, like as, gosh, who is it? Queen? He's been working with Queen. Mm-hmm. Okay, the next one I have is just a small snippet because there wasn't a way that I could pull very much of it without giving the entire song away.
Understandable.
I stand here waiting for you to bang the gong.
Oh, Applause
yes.
by Lady Gaga. Sorry.
See, this one was way too hard to find a lyric that I was like, there's no way that she's not going to get this one.
Yeah, no, that one was easy. Because I could hear it in my head. That was helpful. I pulled up another song, but I'm like looking at it and I'm just like, I don't know.
We have very different music tastes too.
We do. So it's like kind of trying to figure out if it's a song that you're going to
recognize.
Yeah. Go ahead and do your next one. I'm going to look for a different one.
Okay. All the days spent together, I wish for better, but I didn't want the train to come.
Okay. What's the next one?
Now it's departed. I'm brokenhearted. Seems like we never started.
Okay.
And then it goes back to all those days spent together when I wished for better and I didn't want the train to come. Oh, you think you're loving, but you don't love me. I want to be free. Baby, you hurt me.
Is it Duffy?
Yeah.
The train is the reason why I thought it was her.
In the music video for this song, she stops singing because she's crying.
I know, and I can see it in my head and I cannot think of the name of it to save my soul.
I think it was the name of her album.
The name of her album? Wasn't her first album self-titled?
I don't know. Let me see. Oh, no. Her first album was Rock Fairy. So it wasn't the name of the song.
Yeah, that's right.
It is the name of a street around here. There's a town around here. It's very British. No.
No, I have no idea.
It's Warwick Avenue. Good song. I really like that. Her entire. We've talked about how the experience I had getting that, buying that album from Walmart.
Yes, we did. Oh my God. All right. I pulled one up.
Okay.
Well, it better be because I never had no stunt shows or shenanigans at the doorway.
Oh, this is Alaska. Mm-hmm. And is it? Oh God. Your makeup is terrible.
Yes.
Okay. I was going between a few of her songs because I have like all of her music. So it was like, I don't see it. Alaska Thunderfuck 5000 and her song, Your Makeup is Terrible.
Yes. Yes.
Well, that better be because I never had no stunt shows or shenanigans at the doorway. My ID, this face is my ID, motherfucker. Such a fun song.
It is a really fun song.
I think these next two, the next one you probably know. It's not one that you would know probably without hearing it from me.
Okay. Ready? Yes.
Remember those walls I built? Well, baby, they're tumbling down.
Okay, next part.
And they didn't even put up a fight. They didn't even make a sound. I found a way to let you in, but I never really had a doubt.
I know this song.
You do know this song.
Fuck.
If I say the next lyric, it's going to give it away.
Okay.
Standing in the light of your halo. I got my angel now.
Halo by Beyonce.
Yes. I told you if I said the next one, it would just say the name of the song because it is. So I have two more.
Okay, I just pulled up another one and I think you know, I think you're the reason I even know about this song. And this is a rare, it's a song that it's rare that you would like it.
Okay.
So, and his brother said he was a good friend. And then the next lyric is, yeah, they took turns laying a rose down.
I know this song.
I'm pretty sure you're the reason I know this song. Okay. It was in a TV show that you were obsessed with at the time.
Oh, is it from Nashville?
Yes.
Is it Hayden Panettiere that's singing it or the other girl?
I think she was the one who originally sang it.
I don't know the name of the song.
I think the song, if I'm correct, was Two Black Cadillacs.
Oh, then that wasn't Hayden Panettiere. That was, what is her name? What is her name? Britton. Something, Kathy Britton?
The one I was able to pull up was Carrie Underwood.
I think she did no. I think that was the original one. And then Kathy Britton did a cover of it on the show. Are you sure that's from that show?
I'm pretty sure because that's, like, I remember you being like, okay, it's a country song, but I love it. See?
Now I have to look it up. Two Black Cadillacs, Nashville, Carrie Underwood. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't on that show. I don't think it was on that show. But yes, it was Carrie Underwood. And I do know that song. But it's probably because of that song or that show that I do know that song.
Probably.
All right. The next one that I have, you probably won't know. But I'm going to give it a try.
Okay.
So juicy and so ripe, you wouldn't believe.
Okay. Work.
I give them different names, Mary Kate and Ashley. This is a funny song.
I feel like I actually do know this song. Okay. All right. What's the next one?
They ask me what's my size. Just give them a squeeze. Strawberry, mango, lime. Don't compare to these.
I have no idea.
It's Kim Petras.
Okay.
Do you know who that is?
I do, but only from Unholy.
Oh, okay. It's My Coconuts by Kim Petras. And you can tell what she's talking about.
I mean, obviously, I'm a lesbian.
My coconuts. You can put them in your mouth.
I mean, all right, I'm out of ideas. So
the main reason I know that song is because it was on Drag Race and it was Jessica Wilde. And I can't remember who she was up against. But it was the very first episode of All Stars 8, I think. Mm-hmm. And she had like the fake rubber breasts and she just like bounced them up and down really hard when she started on that song.
Oh, my God.
So funny. Oh.
You can't do that with real ones. It hurts like a motherfucker.
This one, you more than likely won't know, but you may have heard it in the car with me.
Probably. That's where I hear most of my songs with you.
Yeah. I don't mind spending some time just hanging around here with you because I don't find too many guys that treat me like you do.
Okay.
Those other guys all want to take me for a ride, but when I walk, they talk of suicide.
Jesus. Okay.
Some people never get beyond their stupid pride, but you can see the real me inside, and I'm satisfied. Oh, no, oh.
I have no clue.
There's more.
There's more. Okay. Yeah.
And you might get it from there. Maybe. I think you've heard the song. Even though the gods are crazy, even though the stars are blind, if you show me real love, baby, I'll show you mine. I can make it nice and naughty. Be the devil and angel too. Got a heart and soul and body. Let's see what this love can do. Maybe I'm perfect for you.
Okay. Yes, I've definitely heard this song.
You definitely heard this song.
But I do not know. I do not know the answers.
I think she's this artist. She has done a few songs, but that's not what she's known for.
Okay.
It is. This is bad. Stars Are Blind by Paris Hilton.
Oh my God. Yes.
I purchased this song and I know you've heard it because it's such a fun song. And the lyrics, if you listen to it, are actually really good.
It was actually a really good song. And I remember that pissed me off.
It is a really fun song and it's a banger. She's not, and it's obviously very much auto-tuned because she's not a good singer.
Yeah.
But that was the last one I had. And like I said, that one I kind of knew you probably wouldn't have gotten it. That's why I kind of took a lot of the song. And then that, even though the gods are crazy, even though the stars are blind, you show me your real love, that's the chorus.
Yeah, I'm mad that I didn't. I'm real mad.
I'm going to try something and see if I can share this with you. I'm going to try and share my screen and try and share the sound, because I want you to listen to this and tell me and give me your thoughts.
Okay.
I hate using.
Also, look how long my hair is getting.
Oh, it's literally right there. Share screen. Duh. Share screen. Share sound.
It's about time to cut all the color out of my hair.
All right.
That much.
Can you see it?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know.
I love the pause job right now.
Oh, that's just from, I've downloaded the TikTok. So this is an interesting video. And I think it'll be fun to discuss with you, because I know how your response will come. I think we'll see.
Oh God. Okay. That means I'm going to say something controversial.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
I love talking to gay men because I think that they have such an insight on what it's like to be a woman, because they date men.
Yeah.
But then they also deal with the patriarchy in the same way that women deal with the patriarchy. The things that embolden men also harm them, right? Like, this idea of what a man is or masculinity helps you as a man, but hurts you as a gay man.
Yeah.
Like, these ideals, right?
Okay.
That was it. So it was a TikTok video that I saw, and I was like, oh, I have to show Sarah this, because I know what her response is going to be. And I know what my response is. And I'm like, you can't do that. You can't say that that's true.
You can't say that gay men understand what it's like to be a woman just because they date men.
Yeah, it's a completely different issue that we run into as gay men than women run into.
And also, you don't hear about gay men being murdered just for saying no to another man. Like, it's not the same. Okay, I was listening to this woman talk about an experience that she had earlier today. I was watching some videos on Facebook, and this woman was talking about a dating experience she had where this dude literally started stalking her because she refused to make out with him on a first date.
I will say, I think it's a different experience. It's not the same, but like, you do hear, like, there are a lot of times when it's kind of the, what is it called? Like, it's a fear response or something like that. Once a gay man hooks up with someone, and then they like, they're shamed. So they end up like murdering the gay guy, and then they get away with it because it's considered.
Oh, the gay panic.
Gay panic. Yes. That's what I was looking for. Yeah. Thank you.
But
it's not that, I know it's not the same.
The gay panic's not the same. And the part of the reason it's not the same is it's used specifically to quote unquote exonerate men who have killed a trans woman.
That's not always true.
The majority of the time it is. If you look up gay panic, that's because trans women are not like considered women by society, even though they absolutely fucking are. Trans women are women, trans men are men. Y'all can go fuck yourselves. But like, and again, that's women. That is an experience that women are experiencing. And like, they call it the gay panic because they think the genitals define your sexuality, which they don't.
Yeah, I just thought it was funny. And I was like, I know Sarah's going to have a response to this. And I was like, I don't agree with what she's saying, because I don't compare myself to women, mainly because I don't know the female experience, because I'm not a woman.
Exactly. I'm like, the fact that she identifies as a woman and is like, oh yeah, men totally understand the experience of women because they date men. What?
I have one more thing that's funny to talk to, that I want to talk to you about. And it's like, you will completely have no
like
idea.
Actually funny or?
Yes. So, I mean, I think it's funny. I think it's kind of annoying a little bit. So I'm starting to use Facebook more, but not like actively like posting or looking at other people's posts. I'm mainly using it for seeing, like, I follow a Mustang Mach-E forum, and like listen to people, like see people, what issues people are running into with their Mustang or their Mach-Es, and see what like ideas people have about improving how you interact with your car. It's been interesting, although a lot of it is just people either bitching because they don't like a certain aspect that they really don't have to deal with. Like, the biggest thing that I've seen is there's you haven't seen my car yet, but in behind the steering wheel, there's like that panel, that little instrument cluster.
Yeah.
And yeah, with for it. Yeah. And it changes. So with software updates, they have the ability to change what's on that screen. And the more that you like use with your car, so if you have like the lane centering, the forward collision thing set, then it will change what's showing on that screen. And I guess before I got my car, they had a screen where it was just like the speed was in the middle, and then there were like these little designs on the outside of the speed that changed what with what drive mode you were in. So there's three drive modes. There's Whisper, which is kind of like the eco-friendly mode, Engage, which is like the everyday driving, and then there is Unbridled, which is like the more sporty. You have as you turn, it's a stiffer turning handle, and like it's supposed to change the way that the throttle responds by how, like, if you push on it, it takes less pressure for you to push on it ever to go. And they've changed it to now it's the car. There's a little image of the car in the middle. And I've seen so many posts where people are all bitching about it. And they're like, why do I want that in the middle? It's like, I never look at my speed. I hardly ever look at my speed. That's the last thing I'm thinking of whenever I'm driving. But here.
That's supposed to be the first thing you're thinking of.
No, there's idiots in this road, especially from Rhode Island to Massachusetts and around Boston. There's idiots. I have to think of what this moron's doing over here because they don't know how to drive, and what this idiot over here is doing because they don't know how to drive.
You're
so
pay attention to your speed.
I know when I'm going a certain speed, and I'm like, I can tell. Plus, I'm keeping up with the other cars, or people are passing me, so I'm going a somewhat safe speed. Safe for me is like 80 miles per hour.
I was gonna say,
but I mean, realistically, between every time I drive to work, realistically, the average speed I'm going is less than 50 miles per hour because it's stop and go traffic anyway.
Right.
So it doesn't really matter. But it's like, I don't understand why people are so obsessed with their speed or where the speedometer is located. I'm like, I'm tall and I have no problem seeing it from where I sit. Even like if you're shorter than I am, which a lot of people are, you have a better vantage of seeing your speed anyway. So I don't know why people are bitching about it, one. And then the latest thing is it was released, I think, in early February, I want to say, that Tesla chargers, their superchargers, are now going to be accessible to the Ford Mustang Mach-E and the Ford Lightning. And they're giving away an adapter for everyone that owns either a Mustang Mach-E or a Ford Lightning. And like, obviously, there's a huge influx in everyone that currently owns one of the cars trying to order one, and right, they're free, so everyone's going to get one. And they've started delivering some of them, but they're not doing it in a very good job because the people that have received them said they never received an email saying that it was being sent. It was sent like a month before it was the estimated delivery date was. But now people are receiving a message that's saying that their production is falling behind, so they have pushed a delivery date back a month. It's like, calm down. You're getting something for free. You don't use it currently, and it's not stopping you from driving the car the way that you currently drive it anyway.
Right. It's not like you can't drive at all.
It's like, why is it that big of a deal?
Because people are impatient.
Like, I get it. I want it, but I'm like, I probably won't use it except for when I go for a long, like when I go back to Indiana, if I drive.
Right.
And I take my car. That's probably the only time I'll use it. And even then, I probably won't use it that much then either.
It's true.
Other than that, things, fun stuff. What has been going on with you other than you're sending me a certified letter from the government?
You know, just trying to make money where I can. I got real, real mad at Kohl's for like wanting open availability. But other than that.
Yeah, I don't understand that. It's like, just because that doesn't make any sense, especially not for $14 an hour. It's like, right, if I get something else that's going to give me one more hours and two pay better, then my availability is not going to go to you. My availability is going to go to them first and you second.
Right. And I'm just like, it'd be different if they were like guaranteeing me hours.
Yeah.
And that the other job wasn't. But the other job, I'll have a set schedule. Like, it won't change every week like it will at Kohl's.
Well, so then why would they even care?
Like,
if your schedule is set, then you should be like, okay, here's my new availability. I'm available any other time that's not these times.
Nope. They are very much like, you have to have open availability and you have to give us weekends. And I'm like, I don't have to do anything. I have 16 years of customer experience. You can shove it up your ass.
Ugh, I don't like working with customers.
I don't either, but I'm good at it.
I'm glad I never had to do that. Well, not never, because I did work at Long John Silver's for a little bit and it was a terrible time. I remember this one time, and it's someone that I knew. She was impatient and throwing a fit because she was waiting the drive-thru because she ordered like a 25-piece thing of chicken and she was going to have to wait for 5-10 minutes because we had to drop chicken.
Right.
It's like, well, you just ordered a massive amount of chicken before it's during our lunch rush. So we don't just have chicken available in that big of a quantity. So right. You're going to have to wait. Get over it. It was so crazy.
You also worked movie gallery.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mainly worked there for the movie rentals, though.
Yeah.
I do remember one time there was this person that came in and I don't remember what his issue was, but he just kept like randomly saying stuff and he was getting mad. I think he definitely probably had a mental health issue. Or was on drugs. I mean, it is Indiana. And I was like, I was standing behind the counter and I was like, you need to leave, sir. You need to leave. You need to leave. That was all I kept saying. And I was like, there's nothing I can do. I'm not going to physically move this guy. I don't get paid enough for that. One.
Right.
And two, I'm not going to be responsible for hurting him if he falls over and hits his head or something.
Right.
So I'm not going to put my hands on this person. For less than, at the time, I think it was like maybe $7 an hour, $7.50.
Yeah, it was not a lot. Well, I think that was before. When did Indiana start doing $7.25 minimum wage?
I think it was 2007.
Let's find out. July 24th, 2009.
Oh, so no. Yeah, it would have been before. So yeah, I was probably making less than $7 an hour.
Yeah. Let's see. When was that? That was when we were in high school, right? So 2000?
No, it's 2007. Okay. So you had to be 18 to work there. A living wage in Indiana is
$6.15 an hour.
I don't know that this is true. It says, what is the living wage in Indiana? The living wage in Indiana is $11.14 per hour. I don't think that's true.
No, I don't think that's true either. But you were, because in 2007, the minimum wage was $6.15.
Oh, so yeah, it was probably just over $6. Well, I don't have anything else. Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
No, not really.
Might be a quick episode this week, which is fine.
Which is fine. We've had a lot of really long, in-depth episodes the last few weeks. So what are your plans for the weekend?
I am going to go get my hair cut tomorrow because it's a little too, like this part of it you can't see, but this part of it, when I feel it, I can feel like there's a bump from where my hair transitions to from shorter to longer. Mm-hmm. Or from longer to shorter. So I need to go get it trimmed. And then aside from that, I'm going to work on my school stuff because I have a discussion board that I need to post and I have to watch a video that's like 40 minutes long and then reflect on the video. And then I also have an assignment that I need to work on. It's worth 75 points, so that'll be fun.
Tell me why when you said, and then you needed to reflect on the video, I just imagined you swirling a glass of wine going, yes, I am reflecting.
Because that's something I would do. That's why.
That is the first thing that popped into my head, was just you swirling the glass of wine.
Although now it's kind of transitioned to, it's so weird. I don't drink that much. And like, I think in the last month, unless it was like at brunch with Ryan, I haven't had any other drinks.
Interesting.
Like, not even wine or anything.
I don't really drink at all, but that's because Nick is sober. So, and since I spend the majority of my time with like him, Horace, and Kat, and like we rarely drink. I think the last time I drank, we all went out to like a party, and Horace, Kat, and I all got a little tipsy. And so Nick was having to drive us three drunkies home. And he was like, wait a minute, am I the only sober person in this car? And we were like, yes.
Have you hung out with your friend Amethyst recently?
No, and I think that she and I are no longer friends.
Oh, is it because I call her Amethyst?
No, I think it's because she has a lot of issues in which she needs to work on.
Mm. Well, that's good, because you don't need that in your life.
I don't need that in my life.
You have enough issues you need to work on.
I know, right? I don't need anybody else with issues. I have enough issues for the whole fucking world. Ugh. Anyway, oh, God. I'm not doing anything this weekend. Thank you for asking.
I was getting ready to, and I just ask about you hanging out with your friend Amethyst, which is actual name Gemini. I still prefer Amethyst. Also, I think that was a Drag Race person just recently.
Gemini or Amethyst?
Amethyst.
Mm. I thought it'd be funny to tease you.
Did you see they crowned their second Asian queen for a U.S. citizen, for the U.S. Drag Race?
No, I did not.
Nymphia Wind. Oh, spoiler alert. Nymphia Wind. Although it's been a week now. So if you haven't seen it, you're obviously not on Instagram or don't care that much. So
there you go. There you go.
Nymphia Wind, the banana queen.
Love that.
From Thailand, I think. I think that was what it was.
I'm working. That's it. I'm working for Kohl's the next 2 days and driving for Uber Eats. And that's
how is that going?
It goes.
I want you to have some funny and strange experiences so that we can talk about them on here.
I know you do. Strange experiences. Oh, I have a fun one, actually. I do have one. Okay. So
did you see a penis?
I did not see a penis. Last weekend, I was driving and it was getting real late and I had ended up all the way in Del Valle, which is like way, way south. And for context, I live in North Austin. So I'm all the way in Del Valle and it's like 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, I'm going to go home. I'm tired. It's late. It's dark. I'm in the middle of bumfuck Egypt. I'm gonna go. But then I got suckered in to taking one more delivery. Okay. Because it was like, it's gonna be like $13. And I was just like, okay, fine. Like, fine. I'll do one more. Okay. It was a package pickup.
Was it drugs?
I think it was drugs. I don't know for sure, but I picked up a package from this guy in the middle of nowhere.
There is a drug mule.
In the middle of nowhere. By this point, it's almost 2 a.m.
That's dangerous.
I was like, if I die, nobody's going to know where I am. Because the last thing that I had sent to my Polycule group was that I was heading home.
Yeah.
So... Ooh.
This has nothing to do with what you were talking about, but my brain just went somewhere for work. I'm excited because last night, oh, I have a dream I need to tell you about, but I'll tell you this first. It was a very interesting and weird dream. We're doing stuff for June for Pride Month for our Pride ERG. Mm-hmm. And I, at 3 a.m. for some reason, I got up and had to go to the bathroom and then my brain was just going. So I think I'm going to have a baking competition where people will submit, like, pay $5 and then we'll like raffle, like not raffle off, but have at least 10 people pay $5 to enter the baking competition. And then the money will go to like a charity or like GLAAD or something that we'll choose later. There'll be three winners. One of them is like best overall taste, best presentation, and then most inventive idea.
I like that a lot.
I am too. So the dream, I've had a couple of really weird dreams recently. I don't know why, but there was one where I was on a boat and it was like the boat changed. First, it was like just a yacht and we were just hanging out on a yacht. I don't remember who all was there. And then it changed to like a steamliner for some reason. And then when I went into the steamliner, it changed to then it was one of those cruise boats. But then when you looked down, it was like you were just at the very top of a really high building that was round. And in the middle was like a aviary or something. And you could just see down to the aviary.
Hey.
Very strange.
Very strange. Terrifying a little bit. Like, okay.
And then I was investigating a murder. And I think that's probably because I'm watching Rizzoli and Isles, which is a really fun television series from like 2008.
I was going to say Rizzoli and Isles. That's the throwback right there.
It was a good series. I liked it.
Well, let's see. Okay. Dream meanings.
I'm on a boat, bitch.
Motherfucker. All right, hold on. Let's look at boat symbols starting with B. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's on page 3.
Oh, no.
Now, who should I take?
Deck, but stay on your motherfucking toes! We running this, let's go!
I'm on a boat! I'm on a boat! Everybody look at me, cause I'm sailing on a boat! I'm on a boat! I'm on a boat! Take a good hard look at the motherfucking boat!
That's it.
Okay. I was gonna say, that's probably all that you need to play. All right. So to dream that you are in or see a boat signifies your ability to cope with and express your emotions. Pay particular attention to the condition and state of the waters. Oh, my God. Whether it is calm or violent, clear or murky, etc. Are you smooth sailing? Alternatively, you may be ready to confront your subconscious and unknown aspects of yourself. The dream could be telling you not to rock the boat and to stay out of harm's way. Okay, what about symbols that start with A? Because dreaming about an aviary seems real weird to me.
Maybe I should get a bird. I don't like birds as pets.
Like, I think birds are real, real cool, but they scare the shit out of me, TBH.
They're also very loud, and then they're disgusting to clean up after.
They are loud. That is true.
My great-grandfather had birds.
To dream that you are in an aviary indicates a decreased sense of freedom. You feel you are unable to fully express yourself.
What if I was looking at an aviary? Because that's what it was.
Okay, so what does it mean in a dream when I am looking at an aviary? I know what an aviary is. Did you see any of the birds?
No, so it could have just been a courtyard.
So...
what are those called? Liminal spaces?
Yes.
It was kind of like that. Like I was in a liminal space and all I could see was down and like all the repeating windows of the round building down into this, what was an aviary or courtyard. And then someone jumped. That didn't happen. I was joking.
Like, oh my
pushed
God.
Them.
Oh my God. Well, I mean, you did say you were investigating a murder, so.
It was me. I murdered.
Was I the murderer?
'Twas I that did the slashing.
No falsehoods were found.
Well, are you ready to call it a podcast? Because now I need to make dinner.
Yes, I think I'm ready to call it a podcast.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you like the episode, please give us a like and comment. Don't forget to follow or subscribe. If you would like to leave us a review in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, this will help get us out to more people and help the podcast grow. Feel free to follow us on social media. Our handle everywhere is at Now About That Pod. So if we do not come up in the search, then we're not on that platform. And if there's something you would specifically... oh, God.
Why?
Sarah, I should just make you do this. You're better at reading from a script.
But it's so fun when you have these little breakdowns over it.
I know. Moving on. If there's a specific topic you would like us to discuss on the podcast, feel free to email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com. Visit our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com, or you can leave us a voicemail or text. Our phone number is 765-557-4170. Thanks again for listening, and maybe you have a great week since this will be coming out on a Monday. Sarah, enjoy your weekend.
You as well.
Also, and I'm going to put this at the beginning too, so I'm going to do another recording. Giveaway is still open until the end of May. So we will be taking, which I've only had one person from One Nothing Podcast respond.
Oh, nice.
So she'll definitely be getting one. But the giveaway is open until the end of May, so you can continue to submit your, if you would like to submit a request. Again, we have large, extra large, 2X and 3X that are available, so it'll be one person per size. And then other than that, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you later. Bye, everybody.
Bye.